Got some scripture I want to read, but I want to start with telling you that we know that God created the heavens and the earth, and He created everything that's in the earth. And He created man in His own image, after His own likeness.
Yep.
What is God? God is love.
Amen.
Throughout the whole remnant of God is love. And that's what we're going to try to focus on today, the best we can.
Bless Him, Lord.
But there come a time. Time went on, and the devil took over. God is still love today. We still are made in the image and the likeness of God.
Amen.
And God is still love.
Amen.
All right. But I said the devil took over and got into the hearts of men and women. So it created a problem. I'm going to call it a problem. It created a problem between man and God.
Yeah.
Now, in Micah 6th chapter, I don't know how much reading we'll do, but in the 6th chapter of Micah, and the Bible said this, "Hear ye now what the Lord said. Arise, continue, thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with His people, and He will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I worried thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balak, the son of Beor, answered him from Chittim unto Gilgal, that ye might know the righteousness of the Lord. What with shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thine God." The time went on. The Bible said here, as time went on, the Lord began to have a controversy with His people. Why? Because they sinned in the sight of God. They went their own way. Done their own thing. And they would not turn and that unto God. But He's saying here, my people, let the hills hear thy voice. Brother, in a short time I lived in this world, I remember just a few old men. I would cry out in under the mountains, and you could hear the voice echoing through the valleys, and they was in contact in that with the almighty power of God. They were not ashamed to bow down upon their knees and cry out and that unto God. These men was prosperous in the spirit and in the power and that of an almighty God. He said now, let the hills hear your voice. We're living in a land. There ain't no wonder that God is still having a controversy with his people because people are ashamed and that brother the neighbors I hear his voice. I listen to calling upon the Lord. I listen, the Bible said, he said, wherein what have I done to you? Where have I worried you? He said, I broke you. Listen, out in the land of Egypt, I brought you out of the bondage you started on the right way.
Yeah.
I haven't listened today. I said, I sent my Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to deliver you and to guide you through a land that flows with milk and honey. Today. And he said, they begin to throw a question, what will the Lord be pleased with me? What shall I do? Will he be pleased? I was 1,000 rounds, I was 10,000 rivers of oil. The Bible said, he has showed the old man, what the Lord requires of me and you. He's still got a controversy with his people. He's still got a problem with his people. We're nagging at each other. Today, they say, preacher, I don't have a problem with God. Let me say, if you can't get along with your neighbor, your loved ones, your friends, you got a problem. And that with God, he got a problem with you.
Amen.
Because we're selfish.
Yeah, on, brother.
And as I said this many times, we are not going to stub our toe and fall into heaven. We're going to have to come clean with God. And get down to business with God and let the hills and let our neighbors not be ashamed. I call out upon the name of God because he made man in his own image to serve him. Listen. But man has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're self-centered.
Right.
It's got to be my way.
Mm-hmm.
God's got a problem with me if it's got to be my way.
Right.
Listen, if I can't get along, if I got a problem, with a wife, with a daughter, a son, a dad and mom, we need to come clean, and not only let the heels, hear our voice, but our voice needs to go in around the throne, for the 420 elders, can hear us. We was talking the other night, you may shut me off, I don't know, and I may preach to you, and you may not respond, and that's nothing, I may not get to you, but there's one thing, we was talking the other night, I believe this, and I believe it with all of my heart, you may not hear me, you may have a problem with me, but whatever, I stand and preach the word, and preach it plain and straight, you may not hear me, but I believe the angels is listening. I believe the 420 elders will give ear. I'm in the four beasts. I will hear my feeble voice. I crying from this world. I listen because I were doing what the Lord has to do.
Right.
I don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The individual that won't hear the true word of God, they got a problem.
Yeah.
And he'll let you coast right on down to the door with that. Let me say, shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions? I'm here to tell you that God don't want your firstborn. If you want it, a little boy, a little girl, you reach down and take it anyway. Listen. He wants us. He wants us to cry. And that from the inside, I listen, I with a contrite spirit and a broken heart, that we have such a problem in the nation that we live in. We need to be free to serve God and call and that upon His name. I listen, there is one word that the Lord, that we can have, and that with the Lord, the Bible said, this, as time went on, sorrow set in. This thing is coming to a close.
Yeah.
And you're living in a land that we're about out of here.
Amen.
The Bible said,
bless the Lord.
If I can find him.
Bless him, Lord.
And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved.
Right.
But for the elect's sake, those days I shall be shortened. Listen, we read all the time about things that must come to pass. I don't know. As God looks on this world and sees what a problem He's got. Because of one man. Mean you're here today. Because Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Mean you're here today.
Yeah.
Listen, but He made it so much easier. He made it so much simpler. He sent Jesus to the world. And Jesus come to live and die to set a plan that we make it more easier for us and how we can understand. If I bow myself before Him, the Bible said, what shall the Lord require of me? What shall He require of you? Brother, He don't want nothing you got. None of your possessions that He blessed you with. He won't take them back because He's got a problem with you.
Yeah.
What shall I do? Preacher, what am I going to do with my problem? Take it to Him. Listen, your neighbor, just because you're fussing with him, he ain't going to fix it. And you just can't cut it off and say, I'm through with it.
Lord,
listen. The Bible said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, but love to do justly. That's what He said. That He would require of me and you to do justly. That's forgiving. My brother, I will do it, Lord. You said I need to forgive my brother. And that way you won't have a problem with me. Then I forgive him and I confess my sin.
Amen.
Do just sin. And love mercy.
Yeah.
Why? He is faithful.
Amen.
And just.
Yes, come on.
He is just. He will come on with His part. But do we have a problem with us?
Bless it, Lord.
This world that we're living in, he's got a controversy with it. He's got a problem with it. And I believe with all of my heart, he's just about ready to take care of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for me and you, get this. For me and you, we are the elect sake.
Right.
And man, because we pray and we lift our voice up to heaven, because he ain't got a problem with us. We go to church. We do what's right. Lord, help me. He will take care of us. And he said, if he don't do this, whenever he continued on, there will be no flesh saved. But for your sake, for my sake, he said, I'll cut it off. I'll shorten the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to shorten. I don't know what all he's going to cut off. I think we don't have to face. But be sure of one thing. God will take care of us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's worth serving.
Amen.
I don't know why. I don't know why. But if I will not forgive my brethren, who I have seen.
Yes, right.
How will he forgive me and whom I have not seen? He has a problem with us.
Right.
We're selfish.
Yep.
Oh, it's got to be my way, preacher.
Amen.
Now I will do this if they will do that. Why don't you go ahead and do what you're supposed to do anyway?
Yep.
And then if they got a problem, that between them.
Amen.
It ain't between.
Right.
Me and Randy get mad at each other. We may have a real problem. But he comes to me and he said, I'm sorry. Cleans up his act. You don't have a problem anymore. I may still have a problem. And I may die with it. Hell waits my coming.
Come on, man.
Listen. I don't know why. But from the beginning, he was a God of love. He loved man who he made. He made man in his own image after his own likeness.
Right.
And full of just a great big old bundle of love.
Right.
If we love not one another, how can we love us?
Right.
He got a problem with us.
Amen.
And I don't know why this morning. Well, preacher, God knows me. Boy, he sure does.
Yeah.
You can see down in your heart that I can't see. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, it'll spring out and with anger and hatred, envy, and strife. One day we're going to say, Lord, we went to church. We done all this wonderful thing. He said, depart from me. I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have to be that way.
Right.
Just be forgiven. Oh, sure, I get mad every once in a while. Ain't that her? She gets mad at me. You know, life's like her. I said, no, no. We're human. Flesh, we got to be faithful and just. He said to do justly. So, go your mile. Let the other party go their mile. But go your mile. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
I don't know why this morning I had to go there. But what does the Lord require of me? He requires me to do justly and love mercy.
Amen.
Do justly, and I have to love you and have mercy on you.
Right.
If God has mercy on me.
Amen.
If I don't have mercy on you, he ain't going to have mercy on me.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He got a problem with me.
That's right, brother.
And this world is filled up with it. Mm-hmm. You talk about revivals. If we all could come together, one mind, one accord, loving each other, hugging each other, going down the street and running our road, I've been praying, and he will hear, and he will give us our heart's desire.
Yeah, right.
That's what the book said.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just rather to tough a big mispreach this morning. but to be satisfying to the Lord. I don't sure don't want him to have a problem with me. I know you have a problem with me as the Lord has a problem with me. Listen. No, he don't want your possessions. Your possessions don't spell nothing with him. He wants his heart. He wants us to serve him. And he will give us more than we got. Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? No. Just give your first, and that's all he wants. And love him with all of your heart. And man, you'll get home right on time. Whatever comes your way, whatever comes my way. You have a few scattering remarks.
Bless you, Lord.
And I've done, Lord, I've done the best I could. When we do the best we can, that's all we can do.
That's right, brother.
But let's come to the piano. Let's stand. You search your own soul.
Bless you, Lord.
You search your own soul.
Yep.
Say this, which I've already said, Lord, you have a controversy with me. Lord, you got a problem with me. Hey, if I got a problem, I'll know it. If there's a need this morning, just step out and come.
Bless, Lord, this morning.
You can't
bless,
come for somebody else.
Bless,
and do their work. You can come for yourself.
Right.
Come on.
Bless, Lord, this morning.
We're going home one of these days. Praise the Lamb of God. You got a need this morning. If there's somebody there that you need to fix, you better take care of it while you can. And today is a good day to take care of it. Come on.